Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here. And welcome back to Level Up Daily. Women's motivation ritual where we get real, raw, and ready to level up every single day. Now, before we dive into today's topic, tell me something. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like a human doing, but not really living? That's because, honey, sometimes we forget to prioritize ourselves. And that, my friends, is where self-care comes in, but it's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. Today, we're talking about something even deeper, building healthy boundaries through self-care. Because let's be real, when you don't have healthy boundaries, your energy gets depleted, your stress levels skyrocket, and well, life can feel like one big, overwhelming to-do list. So, are you ready to reclaim your power? To set those boundaries and finally show up as your most authentic self? Let's get into it. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid boundaries through self-care. 1. Know your worth. Seriously, girl, you are a freaking queen. You deserve to be treated with respect and to have your time and energy valued. This means saying no more often to things that drain you, to people who disrespect your time, and to commitments that don't align with your goals. Remember, saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you empowered. It's about protecting your precious energy so you can pour it into things that truly matter. Think of it like this: if you wouldn't give free Wi-Fi passwords to just anyone, why would you give away your time and energy? 2. Listen to your body. Ever feel that knot in your stomach before a big meeting, or that sudden urge to crawl under the covers when someone's being demanding? That's your body talking to you. It's sending you signals, sometimes subtle, sometimes not so much, about what you need. Ignoring those signals is like ignoring a flashing red light. Eventually, something has got to give. So pay attention to those cues and take action. If you need a break, take it. If you need to move your body, do it. 3. Create sacred space. You know that feeling when you walk into a beautifully curated space, a calming sanctuary? That's what we want to create in our lives. Whether it's a physical space, like your bedroom or a favorite corner of your home, or a mental space where you can recharge and reconnect with yourself, make sure you have that dedicated area for self-care rituals. 4. Practice saying no gracefully. It's not always easy to say no. We've been conditioned to please everyone around us. But honey, learning to set boundaries is a superpower. You don't need elaborate excuses. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm unable to commit right now is often enough. Practice makes perfect. 5. Recharge your battery. Think about your phone. How often do you charge it? It needs regular recharging to function properly, right? Well, guess what? You need that too. Make time for activities that replenish your soul. Reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or anything else that brings you joy and peace. Here's a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this: you're working on a big project at work, and your friend texts asking if you can meet for lunch. Now you really want to catch up with your friend, but you also have a deadline looming. Instead of saying yes just out of obligation, take a moment to check in with yourself. Do you have the energy to give your full attention to both work and your friend? Would taking a break right now help you focus better and ultimately complete your project more efficiently? If so, politely decline the lunch invitation and explain that you're swamped but would love to catch up later in the week. By saying no to the immediate request, you're actually saying yes to prioritizing your work and well-being. And trust me, your friend will appreciate your honesty more than a half-hearted lunch date. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Know your worth, listen to your body, create sacred space, practice saying no gracefully, and recharge your battery. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some small steps you can take today to build healthier boundaries and prioritize your self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's inspire each other. And that's a wrap for today's Level Up Daily. Remember, you're amazing, capable, and deserving of all the good things life has to offer. Until next time, keep leveling up, queens.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.